I would like to share with you some of the truths, some nuggets of truth that burst upon me like revelations, and that changed my whole thinking, changed my ministry. And I can only say today, looking back, it was the hand of Jesus lifting me to a harvest of a scale that was almost unimaginable. You saw this clip here. Within 6 days, in one city, 3.4 million people received Jesus as their Savior. Isn't that awesome? Well, it surely wasn't me, but I had the microphone. And yes, I did the preaching. And we saw miracles sweep those meetings, miracles upon miracles upon miracles. The power of God accompanying the preaching of the Word of God. And I just would like to give you some of those nuggets of truth, if I may. And I pray that they may affect you as they affected me. Is that okay? All right. So be it then. You know, I used to pray, because I was taught like that in our church in Germany, that we must always pray for an open heaven. Lord, open the windows of heaven. Lord, open the windows. I was an expert in praying for God to open the windows in heaven. Somebody had forgotten it up there. Lord, open the windows of heaven. Wow. Then the Holy Spirit began to teach me. He began to teach me. And I said, wait a minute. The windows of heaven are always open. And I will give you the proof of it. You know, when Jesus ascended to heaven, I think he punched a hole into the heavens. When he passed through to the Father's throne and sat down at his right side, as we read in Scripture. But he left that gate, that door, he left it open, because 10 days later, after the ascension of Jesus, the Holy Spirit had his descension on earth, and he passed through the same open gate. Ascension, descension. So the gate was still open 10 days later. And now I want to take you to the Acts of the Apostles, and that is very important. The Acts of the Apostles. In Acts chapter 7, verse 55 and 56, Stephen became the first martyr. And when, just before they killed him for his testimony, his face shone like that of an angel, Scripture says. And he said, I see heaven open. Oh, it was still open. I see heaven open, he said. And he said, I see Jesus standing. I said, oh, what? I had read that Jesus sat down. Now Stephen says, I see Jesus standing. Yes. When the first Christian martyr died, Jesus stood up to receive him. Say amen. Isn't that wonderful? But let's never forget, you don't need to pray for an open heaven. Heaven is always open. Even 2,000 years later, heaven is open. Heaven remains open. Let's shout it together. Heaven is open.
Heaven is open.
Amen. That affected me. You know, it affected me. It affected me.